Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Barrington Stage Company's first Boyd Quinson mainstage musical this season is Ragtime, which opens in Pittsfield, Massachusetts on June 21st and runs through July 15th. Ragtime features a book by Terrence McNally, lyrics by Lynn Ahrens, and music by Stephen Flaherty, and is based on a novel by E.L. Doctorow. It's directed at Barrington Stage by Joe Calarco. The original Broadway production of Ragtime won Tony Awards for Best Book of a Musical and Best Original Musical Score. Members of Barrington Stage's cast join us at the Linda Now, one of my favorite things to do each year, to discuss the show and perform a few songs. I am very pleased to welcome Elizabeth Stanley, J. Anthony Crane, Darnell Abraham, Zurin Villanueva, and musical director, providing piano accompaniment today, Darren Cohen. Thank you all for being here.
Thanks for having us.
That's my favorite thing, and listeners are like, right, Sarah, we get it, you like musicals, but I do, and I'm thrilled that you all made the time to come over. So Darren, I'm going to start by asking you to tell us a little bit about the story of Ragtime and the music and how, you know, give us a kind of overview for people who aren't familiar with the show.
Great. Thanks again for having us.
Absolutely.
I think sadly, as you will soon hear and find out, Ragtime is more poignant and relevant than it's ever been. This takes place at a time where industrialization and urbanization in America went wild, along with the influx of immigrants from all over Europe. Put that together in a city, and there comes rebellion and violence and activism and starvation and rich and anything you could think of, all within a 20 or 30 year period. And basically, it's survival of the fittest in the most horrible sense.
Have you ever worked on the show before?
No, I have not.
Were you familiar with it? Were you hoping to do it sometime?
I was very familiar with it.
It's Ahrens and Flaherty. Tell us sort of their style and how they wrote this show and how you musically direct it.
Yes. What I love about the score, besides it being just so smart, it's so romantic. And you would think, wait, you just told me it's about all these things. But they focus the story and the music on human beings and their hope and striving for a better time and a better place and the human soul and the human spirit. And that's what makes the piece so attractive and loved by audiences, that you're taking statistics and turning them into real live human beings.
If you don't mind, how many years have you been working at Barrington Stage?
Let's see, I'm 26 now. I think 17 years.
How do you find out from Barrington, from Julie and everybody, what musical you will direct each summer? Musically direct each summer.
Usually Julie will call me in the fall, as well as a few other artistic associates, and just say, is there anything that's been in your bucket list that you want me to think about? And she'll read the script again and get back to me and say, I don't feel it, but it is a good one maybe in the future. Or she'll mention something and go, I really want to do, but it doesn't feel right, maybe next year. And this has been on her list for about 5 or 6 years. And she just knows when it's right to do them.
What is the first song we're going to hear this morning?
The first song is Wheels of a Dream, featuring the characters Kohlhaas and Sarah.
Coming up to the microphones, guys. So before you perform the song, tell us a little bit about where it fits in the show, who your characters are, without spoiling anything you don't want to spoil. I know that's an easy task for anybody.
So this song comes right after Kohlhaas purchases a Model T. And this is a really big deal for him as a black man at the turn of the century.
This is one of their first dates in a long time, and they have a picnic, and they're talking about their child and what he can possibly do now in this turn of a century when everything's changing, and hopefully for the better. It's all this hope and dreaming and, you know, as parents do with their kids.
Wonderful. Take it away.
I see his face, I hear his heartbeat, I look in those eyes, how wise they seem. Well, when he is old enough, I will show him America, and he will ride on the wheels of a dream. We'll go down south. Won't they take to him? Buckets to green. Then we'll travel on from there.
California, or who knows where.
And we will ride on the wheels of a dream. The wheels are turning for us, girl, and the times are starting to roll. Any man can get where he wants to if he's got that fire in his soul. We'll see Justice Sarah and plenty of men who will stand up and give us our due. Oh, Sarah, more than promises, Sarah, it must be true. A country that lets a man like me own a car, raise a child, build a life with you. Time that car full of hope will always gleam with the promise of happiness and the freedom you'll live to know. He'll travel with head held high, just as far as his heart can go.
Beautiful. That was Darnell Abraham and Zern Villanueva performing Wheels of a Dream from Ragtime, which is opening the Boyd Quinson main stage this summer in Pittsfield. BarringtonStageCo.org for tickets. They probably sold out just now already as that was performed and this is airing. Tell me about your familiarity with the show and how you've gone about creating these characters.
I did know the show. Only like, you know, Your Daddy's Son and Wheels of Dream and Make Them Hear You. Like, you get to know those numbers first, not really knowing the rest of the story. And for a moment, you really don't care because you're just in love with these moments. And then you delve deeper and see what else is there. And you're just like, oh my goodness. And, you know, Audra McDonald, like, she made this role iconic. And it's just such a pleasure to have a stab at it.
And have you created Cole House?
This is actually this is an opportunity for me to return to the role. And so coming back to the role, you know, I think there's just what's written in the script, and there's also just life experiences. So there's a marriage of the two, of what the creators had in mind and the storytelling, but also bringing my own, you know, life experiences to the character. So Brian Stokes Mitchell, he originated in the role. And so really, I think just pulling from that knowledge, but also just, you know, adding my own experiences to it.
So when you've done a show before, but obviously you have a new director and a new company now, is it like putting on at first a shirt that doesn't quite fit, or is it not that? Is that a bad analogy?
No. Actually, you know, it's actually been really fun. And coming back to the production and Joe's vision for it, and really trying to find ways that make it relevant to what's happening in 2017. And it has been refreshing, really, to come back to the role. And it really, for me, it's a whole new experience. It's like doing the role for the first time all over again. Just Joe, he's so brilliant. And so really, I would say I feel like I'm doing this for the first time all over again.
Yeah, I've only done it. This is my first time doing it. So doing it with you, who have done it before, I've definitely been looking to you like, okay, so... You know, watching your process and leading me through this process is really great, Cole House, to have. But, you know, roles come to you when they're supposed to come to you. And you will practice the song all day in your kitchen, in your bathroom for years, and your teenager, all these things. But it wasn't until the last maybe year and a half of my life that I really understood the weight of what Sarah goes through in this play. I don't want to spoil anything for those who don't know the show. But, you know, a broken heart is something you cannot fake. You have to live that first, you know? So I'm so happy to have that now in my life so I can breathe life to her.
Well, thank you both for coming to the Berkshires and here today to sing that for us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to ask Elizabeth Stanley and J. Anthony Crane to come up now. Darren, what is the song they're going to perform for us?
This next song is Our Children, which is one of the first few numbers that kind of lets the two of them start to form a little bond of what they have in common without them realizing it.
Look, down there on the beach, the children.
Not too fast.
She doesn't hear me. No, she hears me, but she doesn't listen.
All children are like that.
What is their hurry?
I'm very glad ours have become such good friends. How they play. Finding treasure in the sand. They're forever hand in hand. Our children.
How they laugh. She has never laughed like this.
Every waking moment, bliss.
Our children. See them running down the beach. Children run so fast.
Toward the future.
From the past.
How they dance. Unembarrassed and alone,
hearing music of their own.
Our children,
one so fair
and the other lithe and dark,
solemn joy and sudden spark.
Our children, see them running down the beach. Children run so fast. Toward the future from the past. There they stand, making footprints in the sand, and forever hand in hand. Our children, two small eyes, silhouetted by the blue. One like me and one like.
It's Elizabeth Stanley as mother and J. Anthony Crane as Tata singing Our Children from Ragtime, which is playing at Barrington Stage June 21st through July 15th. That was beautiful. You guys, thank you very much.
Thank you.
So the play, the musical, is based on a novel. Is the company encouraged to read it? Have you read it? Does it help?
I have read it. I read it maybe like 10 years ago for the first time, and I started rereading it again. I confess I have not made it to the end yet, even though it's
busy.
Actually a very like quick read. But I just got distracted by sort of digging in and adding my own things to it, wanting to personalize it more in that way. But the novel is really helpful, I think, in fleshing out a lot of the moments that are not fully maybe explained through the text of the script.
Yeah, it's kind of a conceptual novel. It's like written and with like a real ironic twist to it, and it, you know, it definitely is like, I can't possibly tell the whole story, but here's some of these great touchstones. And so on its own, when I read it, I had very little context for it, but suddenly, having started listening to the music and seen it, I went, oh my gosh, you really get some of the perspective that the writers were able to bring directly from the book into the musical. It's really sort of a literary feat that they managed.
Yeah, but I forget exactly when the novel was written, but I feel like it's a reaction to...
Yeah, I want
to
say 75.
Yeah, like I feel like it's a reaction to the movement of the 60s and 70s. And, you know, in many ways, what we're experiencing now is sadly not dissimilar. I guess I think that's interesting to consider when it was written, but then also want to sort of add modernization in terms of my own feelings about the events that are taking place.
This role of mother, a dream role of yours?
Yes, absolutely. I just think it's a beautiful role that I think probably most women can relate to, in that within the action of this play, she is finding an awakening in many ways, in terms of her own independence from her husband, but also an awakening to the world around her. She's really becoming woke to the fact that there are people that are really not being allowed to live an equal life, that are being discriminated against based on their color or their dialect or where they're from. And I think she didn't realize that before. And that's embarrassing, but also empowering when you wake up to that. You're like, I cannot let those injustices pass me by anymore. I have to stand up for them.
It's remarkable how much is going on right in this era, really, in terms of changes.
Could you speak to your director? Boast on your director. I imagine you'll praise him. Talk about Joe Calarco and how working with him has been in the production at Barrington Stage, how the environment has been there.
Joe's been great. Everyone, Darren, too. There's, I think the music and the sense of that theater is, and maybe what this play is every step along the way is just, it's just been... This is a tough story to tell, and it's very sincere, but it's also sort of presentational in a way. I mean, I guess all theater is. So it's the level of support and backing, and there's no tongue in cheek. There's no winking in this play, and I think that's you have to tell the story from day one with that in mind, or people won't feel the trust to sort of give when you're working on this kind of stuff. And so that's been there. You've just felt that. It's just deepened every day that we've been working on it.
I think what also makes this special, having Joe directed, is, you know, there's so much history in the show and so many facts and so many people, but that's already a given. We didn't have to create that. And he's insisting and acknowledging the relationships and the human spirit, regardless of, in a way, who the people are and what time period we're in. And that's, to me, why we're so moved and rooting for and crying over and cheering for all throughout the 2.5 hours. It's just so much about people struggle and hopefully win, if there's such a thing.
Ragtime at Barrington Stage, we have time for just one more song. Back to Before.
There was a time happiness seemed never ending. I was so sure that where we were heading was right. Life was a road so certain and straight and unbending. Our little road with never a crossroad in sight. Back in the days when we spoke in civilized voices, women in white with sturdy young men at the oar. Back in the days when I let you make all my choices, we can never go back to before. There was a time my feet were so solidly planted. You'd sail away while I turned my back to the sea. I was content, a princess, asleep and enchanted. If I had dreams, then I let you dream them for me. Back in the days when everything seemed so much clearer, women in white who knew what their lives held in store. Where are they now, those women who stared from the mirror? We can
incredible. Absolutely amazing. Elizabeth Stanley as Mother in Ragtime. Barrington Stage Company's production of Ragtime runs on the Boyd Quinson main stage June 21st through July 15th. For more information, barringtonstageco.org. Elizabeth Stanley, J. Anthony Crane, Darnell Abraham, Zurin Villanueva, and Darren Cohen, thank you so much for coming over. I really, really appreciate it. A wonderful time. And upsetting, but in that good way. Once more, the website, barringtonstageco.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.